88.5 FM, Jeff Penfield, joined live today by Courtney Barnett, playing at the Greek Theater tonight, doing it underneath the stars in a nice little amphitheater in Griffith Park, and then playing songs off her new album, Tell Me How You Really Feel. Thank you so much for coming up here and stopping by before your show.
No worries. Thanks for having me again.
I know. Again, it's it's like when I do these interviews for, you know, someone who's come in a lot, which this is now technically your third time this mm-hmm. year, because first time was with Jen, and then it was like your very first show on your tour, the first round, which was at Pico Union Project, a little small venue, and now you're doing the big venue this time around. I guess kind of what's the update? You know, what's the response that you've gotten on tour? Because I think when we first talked, you may have done like one or two shows at that point.
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, it's been great. It's been really, you know, it's always scary, I think, to release a new album, and it's vulnerable, and I think you can't help but think what people might think of it and all those things. But, you know, we've been playing around, and it's been really fun, and seeing people enjoy the songs in their own way, and, yeah.
Any like surprise reactions that you've seen from anyone from any of your songs, or songs that you didn't expect to really be heavy, you know, to really get a huge response from?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, everything's a nice surprise, you know, but it's great seeing people sing along to like Nameless Faceless and I'm Not Your Mother and like some really kind of loud, angry songs, and that's always fun. And, you know, people getting emotional to other songs, and it's great. I love that. Don't come with your arms swinging, throw them around me. Some kind of sweet relief, I hope you never leave. It's all the same to me. Just bring yourself. You know your presence is present enough. I got a front row seat. It's all the same. I spend a lot of my time doing a whole lot of nothing. I know you're doing your best. I think you're doing just fine.
Your face.
not alone. And I know all your stories, but I'll listen to them again. And if you move away, you know I'll miss your face. It's all the same to me, you know, it's all the same to me.
Listening back to the record again, and you know, it was kind of interesting where it sounded like there was a lot of internal struggle as it related to your relationship to people, whether they were people you knew or people in the world. You know, is that something that you felt like you were kind of leaning towards as you were writing these songs? Was that just something that was on your mind, is how you were relating to yourself with your world, whether the people you knew very closely or not?
Yeah, I think it was just, you know, life, just things that kept coming up, and maybe kind of, you know, recognizing those patterns that we fall into, and the kind of recurring thoughts, and just trying to deal with certain things instead of just repeating those same patterns. Maybe, I mean, that's kind of where I was at when I was just writing, because I kind of just write, you know, every day to kind of process ideas, and then some of them turned into songs.
And are there any times where you have, like, because like you say, you write every day, is there any songs that you kind of piece together where you may have like a little bit from one day, and then like maybe a month later you have another piece of like, oh, that would really work with that song from before?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. I could never, I definitely piece all the best bits together. There's lots that is just not any good, so gotta find the good bits and glue them together.
I don't know a lot about you, but you seem to know a lot about me, so I take a little time out. I take a little time out. I'm sorry that I lost my patience. You deserve better, it's true. I need a little time out. I need a little time out from me. 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 And you. Ooh. 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 Open up your inside, show us your innermost, let you. I'll rip it out carefully. I promise you won't feel a thing. Everybody wants to have their say. Forever waiting for some car crash. I need a little time out. I need a little time out from me. Emotionally, it's not that different, but to the hand, it's beautiful. Yeah, to the hand, it's beautiful. You seem to have the weight of the world upon your bony shoulders. Well, hold on, you need a little time out. Me.
when you're up there and you have an audience and you have a crowd and you have the band right there behind you, is it easier to really get that fire going when you have that kind of song?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I think bouncing off an audience that is, that it's connecting to the lyrics and connecting to the music, it, you can feel a pretty incredible, incredible energy. I mean, you know, singing it acoustically, it just has a whole different, kind of personality behind it. I mean, it still means the same thing, but it's hard to get the same.
And in the studio, are you doing it like a piece at a time, or do you do it kind of live as a band?
Oh, when we make the albums, I like to record live, and then we might kind of touch up some things, but we will set up with the drums, the bass, the guitar, and then my friend Dan was either playing keys or guitar. Oh no, he played mostly keys on this album. So we can all see each other and hear each other, and yeah, I think that's the best way for me.
Get a little bit of a vibe going in the studio.
Yeah. Otherwise, I've done other albums where you kind of piece it and it's not for me. I mean, it works for other people, but I can't do it.
So you've been pretty busy for a while now, because you had Kurt Vile, the record you did with Kurt Vile last year, which, by the way, he says hi. He was here on Tuesday. you had your album with him last year. You toured a little bit with Jen this year, and you toured. Now mm-hmm. You're touring again. You're at the beginning of another tour that pretty much runs through November. What's your plan setting into 2019? Is there going to be any time off? I know you have a festival run that you have in Australia, uh-huh. But what's your plans heading into the next year?
Yeah, I mean, a handful of shows and here and there, but I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not very good at planning ahead. My manager is great at it. I think, you know, I would just kind of wander around if it wasn't for him. But I'm sure, you know, I've got all these kind of half-written songs. I'd like to try to finish them and just kind of keep on trying to do something, the next thing.
Don't you have anything better to do? I wish that someone could hug you. Must be lonely, being angry, feeling overlooked. You sit alone at home in the darkness with all the pent-up rage that you harness. I'm real sorry about whatever park in the dark, men are scared that women will laugh at them. I wanna walk through the park in the dark, women are scared that men will kill them. I hold my keys between my fingers. He said I could eat a bowl of alphabet soup and spit out better words than you, but you didn't. Man, you're kidding yourself if you think the world revolves around you. You know you got lots to give and so many options. I'm not sorry. She said
I saw you at Pico Union Project. Going to be great on stage. Courtney Barnett joining us live in studio, Greek Theater tonight. And the new album that's out is called Tell Me How You Really Feel. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thank you.
It's 88.5 FM.